How do you approach the issue of prevention of thrombosis with the IMIDs?
The IMIDs clearly are associated with an increased rate of thrombotic complications. I want to emphasize, however, that due to the disease, multiple myeloma, and any type of therapy, there is at least a baseline rate of thrombotic complications. It's in the range of 1% to 4% for any type of therapy. But if you add an IMID to the majority of any of these combinations, the rate of thrombotic complications rises to, depending on the trial, anywhere from 7% to 8% to as high as 20%, 25%. And so if you're going to use an IMID, you really need to consider some form of prophylaxis. Again, this is one of these areas that's in flux. We don't know what the optimum anticoagulation is, and the options include aspirin, either low dose or full dose aspirin, 325 milligrams once a day. It can be Coumadin, and the Coumadin can be given as a low dose, 1 to 2 milligrams daily, or full anticoagulation that requires monitoring, such as INR, or low molecular weight heparin. Now, that, again, requires daily injections. They can be self-injected, but it is a bit more cumbersome to use that. There are not clear data yet on which of these is superior. We do have some preliminary data from an Italian study in which they took patients who had an IMID combination that was considered thrombogenic and actually have randomized patients to low-dose aspirin, low-dose Coumadin or warfarin, or low molecular weight heparin. It appears that, at least preliminarily, low molecular weight heparin is the winner in terms of reduction in serious DVTs. The second most effective prophylaxis is low-dose Coumadin, and the third is low-dose aspirin. That's preliminary data.
So what are you doing right now yourself?
I generally will start with aspirin. And if there are increased risk factors for patients, if a patient has had a prior DVT, I become more aggressive, either low molecular weight heparin or more of a full-dose warfarin regimen. That's my general approach.